Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Emergency at the Refugee Shelter. Emergency Call. It's Friday evening and Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold are watching the evening news when they get their next job. In the ambulance, Claudia looks at the display and reads aloud. Winkelstraße 21, unclear pain. Isn't that the old Forest Hotel where the Syrian refugees are being housed? Thomas nods and explains that he was there last week and took a patient with a suspected heart attack to the hospital. At the scene. Arriving at the emergency location, the team decides to take all of the equipment with them to the patient. A man is already waiting for them at the door. He leads them to the second floor to a very pale-looking young woman with a bucket close to her. Communication is extremely difficult. None of the residents in the building speak enough German to be able to translate, and only the woman's husband is able to communicate in broken English. Thomas and Claudia's English also shows significant gaps. Patient history. After an initial examination, it is clear that the patient is not in danger. Her blood pressure is a little low, but normal and stable for the petite young woman. Her pulse and breathing are a little accelerated, but again, nothing critical. At 36.8 degrees Celsius, her temperature is normal and her blood glucose levels are also not unusual. Claudia reaches into her pocket and pulls out a small, spiral-bound book. Thomas is puzzled and looks questioningly at her. But, with the help of the book, she begins to take the patient's history. Thomas observes Claudia over her shoulder and sees how she asks questions by pointing to different pictures in her book. Step by step. Although the communication is arduous, Claudia takes a lot of trouble. Quickly it becomes clear that the patient has only mild stomach pain. Since early this afternoon she has been feeling increasingly nauseous and in the last few hours has vomited heavily many times. The last time she went to the toilet she also had diarrhea. Claudia shows her another picture and asks, "Are you pregnant?" The woman shakes her head. "When was your last period?" After turning a few pages, Claudia finds a suitable picture for this too. At this point, their English is good enough to find out that the patient currently has her period. Telephone call with the emergency doctor. As the symptoms indicate an acute gastrointestinal infection, the team inform the emergency doctor. The doctor listens as they describe the symptoms to him and then agrees to visit the family within the next hour. Claudia points out that the family only speaks Syrian. "No problem, my parents are from Iraq and I speak some Arabic." The doctor asks Claudia to pass the telephone to the patient's husband. After a short time, he passes the phone back. "I've told him that I'm coming to them shortly and that you have to go now. Thanks again for all your effort." Claudia and Thomas say goodbye and set off back home. Tip Doc Emergency 2. On their way back, Thomas asks about the little spiral-bound notebook. "You could have shown that to me earlier," he complains. "Believe it or not, I only just got it this afternoon, and of course I've already ordered one for you." Claudia answers with a grin.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.